Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Ganav al pishnayim. If somebody steals a shor seh in front of two edim, v'tavach u'machar al pia, o al pishnayim achir. And he then goes ahead and shefts or sells the shor seh in front of the same two edim, or even if he shefts or sells the shor seh in front of a different two edim, mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha, the ganav would have to pay four or five times the value of the shor or seh, even in the case where the edim that saw him steal it did not see him shecht or sell it. Since there are two other edim that saw him shecht or sell it, he would have to pay arba v'chamisha. Ganav u'machar b'shabbat. Ganav u'machar la'avodazor. If somebody steals a shor or seh, and then he goes ahead and sells it on Shabbat, or he sells it to be used for avodazor, in these two cases he would be chayav to pay dalit v'chamisha, even though it is usur to sell something on Shabbat or to sell something to be used for avodazor, since there is no chiyav misa for selling on Shabbat or for selling for Avodah Zarah, so we would not invoke the claw of Kimelei v'Rav Mineh, that Bezin is only mechayev somebody the more severe of the punishment that he is chayev, and in this case, the only punishment he is chayev is to pay dalav v'chamisha. Ganav v'tavach b'yom ha-kippurim. If somebody steals a shor or seh, and then he goes ahead and shechts it on Yom HaKippurim, he would be chayev dalav v'chamisha, even though there is a chiyev kari for shechting something on Yom HaKippurim. Still, we would not invoke the claw of Kimlei b'derabba minei, as since Bezin is not the one that gives him the chiyav kari to get it from Shemayim, so the only punishment that Bezin is mechayev him is to pay dalav v'hei. Ganav misha ovid v'tavach u'machar v'achar kach meis ovid. If somebody steals a shor or seh from his father, and then he goes ahead and shech or sells the shor or seh, and after that his father dies and he is yours, his father along with his brother, still he has to pay dalit v'hei, as even though he is yours, his father, since he shecht it or sold it before his father died, he has a chiyuv to pay dalit v'hei, and he would have to pay to his brothers. Ganav u'tavach v'achar kach higdish. Mishalein tashlumei arba v'chamisha. If somebody steals a shor or seh, then he goes ahead and shechts it, and after he shechts it, he is makdish the meat, still he is chayav to pay arba v'chamisha, even though, as we will see in Mishnah Dalet, if somebody is makdish the shor or seh before he shechts it, he would not have to pay dalet v'hei. In this case, since he shechted it before he was makdish it, he is chayav to pay dalet v'hei to the yoni. Ganav v'tavach l'refua ola klavim. If somebody steals a shor or seh, and he shechts the shor or seh with in mind to use the meat for medicine, or to use the meat to be given to dogs, hashoche beninsa trefa, or somebody steals a shor or seh, shechts it, and afterwards finds out that the behemoth, the trefa, you cannot eat the meat, hashoche kulin ba'azara, mishalein tashlume dalet v'hei. Or if somebody shechts kulin inside the azara, a non-korban, he shechts inside the Beis HaMikdash, still in all these cases, he would have to pay arba v'chamisha to the yoni. Rabbi Shimon Paiter Bishnei Elu. Rabbi Shimon says that in the last two cases, the ganav is paiter from paying arba v'chamisha. In the case where after he shechted the behema, he found that it was a trefa, or the behema was a non-korban, and he shechted it inside the azar, he would not have to pay arba v'chamisha, since in these last two cases, he cannot eat the meat. So therefore, it is not considered a shechita, as Rabbi Shimon holds, shechita she'en aruya lo shmei shechita. A shechita that does not allow you to eat the meat is not considered a shechita, and the Torah was only mechayev the ganav to pay arba v'chamisha if he shechts it. And since in these last two cases he can't eat the meat, it is not considered a shechita, so he only has to pay kefa, not arba v'chamisha. Mesechet Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Ganav al pishnayim. If two edim testify that somebody stole a shor or seh, b'tavach u'machar al pihem, and the same two edim testify that after he stole the shor or seh, he went ahead and shechted it or sold it, and therefore he should have to pay four or five, v'nimtzu zomim, and it turned out that those edim were zomim, meaning that two other edim came to Bezdin and were made that at the time and place that they claim the person stole and then went ahead and shechted or saw the shor or seh, those two edim were not there at that time, and therefore they lied when they were made. And the din of Eden Zomin is Batitimlo Kasher Zama Lasos Lachim, meaning they are chayev, the penalty that they were trying to be machayev, the person they were being made on, so therefore Mishalmin Hakol. The Eden Zomin would have to pay everything. They would have to pay the four or five to the person they were being made on. Ganav al pishnayim, the tavach umachar al pishnayim acherim. If two Edom testify that somebody stole a shor or seh, and two other Edom come to Bezdin and are made that after he stole the shor or seh, he shechted it or sold it, elu the elu nimsu zomim, then it turns out that both sets of Edom were Edom zomim. That other Edom came to Bezdin and said at the time and place that they claim the person stole and then shechted it or saw the shor seh, that they were not there at that time. Harishonim mishalmin tashlume kefel v'acharonim mishalmin tashlume shlosha. The first set of Edom that were made that he saw the shor seh would have to pay kefel to the person that they were being made on, as that's what they were trying to be mechayev him, as the ganav has to pay kefel. And the second set of Edom would have to pay three times the value of the shor, as they were being made that he shechted it or sold it, and therefore they are being mechayev him another three times the value of the shor. Now this would be the case only if the people that were being mazim, these Edom, were first mazim the second set of Edom, the Edom that claimed that he shechted or sold the shor, and then after that they were mazim the first set of Edom. But if they did the opposite, they were mazim first the first set of Edom. Now as soon as they were mazim the first set of Edom and they said that the first set of Edom were not there at the time and place that they claim the person stole the shor, then the whole Edom is bustle, even the second set of Edom, as if we cannot believe the first set of Edom that he stole the shor, then automatically the second set of Edom that claimed that he shechted or stole the shor are bustle, since if he didn't steal the shor, then he cannot be chayev for shechting it or selling it, since it might very well be his own shor. So then in that case, that they were mazim the first set of Edom first, so then the first set of Edom would have to pay kefil to the person they were being made on, but the second set of Edom wouldn't have to pay anything, as their edus is batal right away. And then even if another set of Edom comes and is mazim the second set and says that they were not there at the time or place that they claim the person shechted or saw the shore, they would be patur, since their edus had already been batal at the time that the first set of Edom became Edom Zoma. Nimtu acharonim zomim, hu mishalim tashlume kefil, behein mishalim tashlume shlosha. If only the second set of Edom became Edom zomim, but the first set of Edom were not Edom zomim, then in this case, the ganav himself would have to pay kefil, since the first set of Edom that said he stole the shor or seh are true Edom, and the second set of Edom would have to pay shlosha, three times the value of the shor, to the person they were being made on, as they became Edom Zomim, and therefore they would have to pay what they were trying to be mechayev the ganav. Echad min acharonim zomim, but la edus shniyah. If one of the second set of Edom that claimed that he shechted or saw the shor that he stole became an Edom Zomim, that two Edom came and said that one of the two Edom were not there at the time, so then the second set of Edus is batal, as now there is only one true Ed left, and one Ed cannot be mechayev him to pay. But even the one Ed that was an Ed Zomim wouldn't have to pay anything to the person he was being made on, it that which the Torah is chayev Edom Zomim to pay what they were trying to be mechayev the other guy. That's only if the whole set became Edom Zomim, not if only one of them became an Ed Zomim. Echad min harishonim zomim, batla kol edus. If one of the first set of Edom became an Edom zomim, two Edom came and said that one of the two Edom were not there at the time, so then the whole edus is batla, both the first set and the second set. As the first set is batla, as now there is only one true Ed left, and one Ed cannot be mechayev him for stealing a shor, And the second set is Bakwa, since there was only one eight that says that he stole the shor, so then it is totally irrelevant that another set of Edom claims that he shechted or stole the shor, since we have no eidus that he stole it, that which he shechted or stole it is no big deal, as it might have been his own shor. She'em ein gneva, ein tficha, ve'ein mechir. If we have no eidus that he stole the shor, then the eidus that he shechted or stole it is irrelevant, as maybe it was his own shor. So the whole eidus is batel. Nobody has to pay anything, as even the eid zomen doesn't have to pay anything, because, as we said, the eidus zomen only has to pay kasher zoma if the whole set of eidus became eidus zomen.